Eric McElroy, Joe Geckler. We'll go down immediately to Travis McClellan. He stands by with Garraway head football coach Jason Wallach before we start the second half.
Coach Wallach, probably not the start you wanted, but your kids battled back hard to put two touchdowns on the board. When you're coming, what's your message coming into halftime, and what kind of adjustments are you making?
Attitude adjustments. You were playing very passively defensively, and against a good power running team like this, you can't do that. And we just talked about attitude. We watched what we were doing wrong, and we just have to get better defensively.
All right, Coach, good luck in the second half.
Thank you.
Thank you, Travis. Again, head coach Jason Wallach of the Garraway Pirates. Joe, you do have some first half stats for us. While at halftime, it is Indian Valley up by 9, 22-13 over undefeated Garraway.
Yeah, let's look at the team stats first. Indian Valley, they've rushed the ball 24 times for 235 yards. They're 1 of 2 passing for 29 yards. They have 9 first downs, 4 penalties for 38 yards, and of course the 1 turnover. For the Garraway Pirates, 22 carries. They have 83 yards on the night, 10 of 19 throwing for 91 yards, 15 first downs, 3 penalties for 30 yards, and of course the 2 interceptions from Dawson Lay. Some individual stats real quick. Caden Hosteller, 12 carries, 170 yards and 3 touchdowns. Cade Williams, 4 carries and 34 yards. Garraway Brady Winters has 12 carries, 62 yards and both touchdowns for the Garraway Pirates. Dawson Lay again, 10 of 19, 91 yards and the 2 interceptions.
And of course, with this game now, a 22-13 margin right now, 9 points, the lead for Indian Valley. And the Braves will get the football to start this second half. In the first half, Garraway threw an interception, Joe, on their first possession of the ball game. Then on the very first play, the ensuing play, Caden Hostetler, off of his brother's interception, Caleb Hostetler, took it 56 yards. 2-point conversion was no good. Then later in the game, a 72-yard touchdown run by Caden Hostetler put Indian Valley up 14-0. Brady Winters then struck back with a couple of touchdown runs. Mix in a fumble recovery in there by the Garraway Pirates defense. That made it 14-13. And then Indian Valley to close out the half. A touchdown run by Caden Hostetler on a 70-yard drive. The 2-point conversion was good, which put him up 22-13. Then Garraway was driving again, Joe. Dawson Lay threw another interception, which then took points off of the board. It looked like Garraway was going to get points before the half. Here's the opening kickoff in the second half from right to left to the Indian Valley Braves. It's going to be taken to the 30-yard line, just beyond the 30-yard line. That was number 2 on the return for Indian Valley, Shane Thornton, who actually has played well in the midst of some of these injuries for the Braves.
He has played very, very well, and a nice young kid they got from Dover last year came in, was ineligible last year to play, but out there playing for the Indian Valley Braves tonight. And as we look out at the lights, it has started to rain here in Midvale at Kelly Field. Looks like umbrellas and ponchos are coming out, so rain is falling now here in Midvale at Kelly Field. Could make the second half very interesting, Eric.
Just a very light mist here at the moment. And two backs in the backfield on
Watch
first
out.
Down. That's Hostetler on the outside. Number 16, he has a first down close to midfield, brought down here at the 49-yard line. Is number 16, Caden Hostetler. A gain, Joe, of 17 yards on first down.
Big run there for Caden around the end. Just a little read play. Cade reads the defensive end, hands off to Caden. He takes it around the end for a nice run for Caden Hostetler. Like you said, a gain of 17 on the play. Brings up first down, 11:37 to go here, third quarter.
The offset eye, and they hand off again to Hostetler. And number 16, I'm sure, will be getting his full workload here in the second half. If he is, he's now into Pirate territory, Joe, at the 47-yard line, a gain of 4 yards.
Like Coach Wallach said there, when Travis talked to him, they need to stop the power running game. Very hard to do when the offensive line is making holes like that for Caden Hostetler, as Caleb Hostetler checks out. Caden's twin brother calls the play. Does Cade Williams in the huddle, and they bring the guys to the line of scrimmage in the I formation.
Zach Love, the fullback. They hand it off to Hostetler again, Joe. Off to the right side, and he's twisted around backwards, but keeps his feet moving. Enough for a first down to the 40-yard line. A pickup of 7.
Nice run again by Caden Hosteller. Just a power run up the middle, led by the fullback. And,
three straight runs by him to start this second half.
And that's the game plan for Indian Valley tonight. Now they have Caleb Hosteller back in the game. Looks like he's going to be out wide here to the near side as a wide receiver, but shotgun formation.
Caleb Hosteller, number 19, has an interception earlier in this game and has played well in the defensive backfield for Indian Valley. Here's his brother, Caden Hosteller. He's free at the 30, finally brought down. It looked like, Joe, he was in a game more yardage than that. They give him the 29 on that play, a gain of 11. So here in this half, you have 17 yards, 4 yards, 7 yards, 11 yards, all by Caden Hosteller.
Yeah, it's the Caden Hosteller show right here to start the second half, and Garrett Hirschberger, the sophomore linebacker, in on the tackle to save more yardage for Garraway there on the nice run for Caden Hosteller back in the I formation.
Zach Love, the fullback, handoff Hosteller again, off to the right side, makes a cutback at the 20, and gang tackled there by the Pirates defense beyond the 20-yard line. Well, they, I guess, didn't give him beyond that 20 like I thought he initially got. They marked him down at the 21, so a gain of 8 when it's all said and done, and a second down and 2 coming up.
Yeah, I thought he got past the 20 myself. They pushed him back, and then they marked it at the 21. Like you said, Eric, brings up a second and 2. But Caden Hosteller touched the ball every single play so far here tonight, or in this drive in the second half.
That's Carson Hartrick, the fullback, as they pitch it out here to the right side to Caden Hosteller again. He cuts back at the 10, still on his feet inside the 5, brought down near the 2-yard line. And it looked like, Joe, that the defender that pushed Hosteller was going to end up getting him in the end zone, that extra push there.
Caden Hosteller looked like a ping pong ball or a pinball there for a quick second. The Garraway defender hit him. He bounced off another defender and was tackled at the 1-yard line. So Caden Hosteller has had every touch on this drive, and expect more of the same right here.
Offset eye. Now Zach Love, the fullback. They hand it to him, and he's in. Touchdown. Zach Love, the fullback, Indian Valley. They score on their opening possession here in the third quarter.
Yeah, nice. Caden Hosteller does all the work. Zach Love gets the touchdown on the 1-yard touchdown run from the fullback position. Zach Love increases the lead for Indian Valley, 28-13, pending extra point, of course. But yeah. Garraway just could not stop that power run game, like Coach Wallach said, coming out at half, that they needed to do.
And it looks like Indian Valley's going to go for 2 again. Right now they're up 15. An extra point would have put them up 16. That's still a 2-possession game with 2 touchdowns and 2 extra points. This 2-point conversion could make it a 17-point ball game.
They need to get as many points as they can, as the way Garraway was moving the ball there late in the second half.
Offset eye, the 2 fullbacks in the backfield. Hosteller in the jump pass. That's Cade Williams, the jump pass to number 5 over the middle, Tanner Myers, and he caught it. Shades of Tim Tebow, I guess, right there.
Yeah, shades of Tim Tebow, a jump pass, like you said, Tanner Myers. Nice play call there for the Indian Valley Braves in a 2-point conversion. 30-13 now, just around 9 minutes to go, third quarter.
After Cade Williams goes airborne on the pass with a 2-point conversion, we'll take a break. Big Z Sports on 99.9. Welcome back to Kelly Field. Here's the kickoff from left to right. It's a short, bouncing pooch kick, which is taken by the Garraway Pirates near the 35, and the returner did have his knee down as he tried to scoop that ball up and run with it, but with the knee already down, that's where the ball will be placed down right there. 9-10 in the third quarter. Indian Valley takes their opening possession in the second half, and they go 68 yards, 67 of which coming on the legs of Caden Hosteller. It amassed 2 minutes and 46 seconds and ended in 8 points with the 2-point conversion after the 1-yard touchdown run by Zach Love. Again, 30-13, Indian Valley over Garraway.
If my math is good, that's now 18 carries, 237 yards for Caden Hosteller tonight.
Good job on the math by Joe Geckler right there. No calculator either, folks. On first down, I thought I heard whistles out there, but no. Offensive line sort of looked like they had confusion up there as Dawson Lay handed off to Brady Winters, and Brady Winters is bottled up in the backfield and loses 3 yards there, Joe, on first down, back inside the 30 at the 29.
Yeah, they tried to run game again, and a 3-down lineman for the Indian Valley Braves put a lot of pressure and got pressure in to stop that run. Now they're 5 wide with empty backfield here for Garraway.
And Dawson Lay is back to pass on second and long. He fires out here to the flat. That's Peyton Miller who caught it. Number 14 made a move at the 35.
Oh, nice,
still free at the 40. Now down the field at the 50. Brought down at the 45-yard line of the Indian Valley Braves. Big chunk of yardage right there for the Pirates offense, Joe. And that was all Peyton Miller there on the reception.
Yeah, made one guy miss. Got a nice block from 25, Jaden Miller, to spring him for more yards. And if it wasn't for the safety to come over and knock him down, he would have been off to the races for a touchdown. But nice play there for the Garraway Pirates again in a hurry up and five wide.
27 yards on that pass and catch. Dawson Lay now rolls out to the far side, pitches it out to Matt Mullen on the far sideline. That pass play gained about 3 or 4 yards.
Looks like I looked out. The rain has stopped for the time being, and looks that's a good thing for both teams. I don't want to see a rainy, messy game here in the second half. Keep this game clean, and let's see the better team win here tonight as Garraway comes out again. Five wide, three here to the near side, two to the far side.
And here on second down, shotgun set, Dawson Lay gets the snap, fires over the middle, incomplete. It seems like, Joe, they have room to work over the middle the whole game here. But those are the throws where you need that pinpoint accuracy. You can't be off a tad. And that's also where those tipped balls occur. And we've already seen two interceptions off of tipped balls tonight.
Yeah, I talked about it earlier. They have running room up the middle as well as throwing room up the middle. And it seems like these passes cannot be completed over the middle. And like you mentioned, Eric, both interceptions have come off tipped balls over the middle of the field. So we've got to work on their accuracy, does Dawson Lay here in the second half, to bring the Pirates back. A 30-13 lead for the Indian Valley Braves, just under 8 minutes to go.
They bring a man in motion. That's Peyton Miller. And Dawson Lay back to pass, fires to J.D. Young. Zach Love brings him down, but not until he picks up enough for the first down across the 30-yard line. And that's a big first down there by the Garraway Pirates, Joe.
Yeah, huge first down. They needed that first down to keep this drive going. And they got some young kids out there to the Garraway Pirates, a sophomore and a freshman at wide receiver. Jaden Miller, the sophomore. J.D. Young, the freshman, getting time here tonight in a key matchup.
On first and 10, quarterback keeper Dawson Lay on the draw. And he's drugged down after a gain of a couple, but he had room to work with there, Joe.
He did have room, again, on the tackle number 48 for the Indian Valley Braves, and that is going to be Noah Wells on the tackle for the Indian Valley Braves. So a nice tackle, wrapped him up, and he picked up three on the carry. Again, empty backfield, Eric.
Three receivers far side, two near side. Dawson Lay, quick pass, swing pass out to Brady Winters, and he's got room to work with. He's got the first down, and then he's bumped out of bounds and bumped pretty hard there, Joe. And there's a late flag over there, way late on that hit out of bounds. I don't know who this is going to be on, but there were some words exchanged between a couple players out there. There's number three, Matthew Mullen, still talking to the officials, and now he walks away like maybe he's the guilty party, right?
Yeah, maybe, but it looks like Cade Williams dropped his head and shoulders after he heard what the officials were talking about. We'll see what the call is here.
And that's just me speculating on who this penalty may be on. It was all the way on the other side of the field about 5 seconds after the ball carrier was bumped out of bounds.
Dead ball.
It's going to be a personal foul. Unnecessary roughness after the play on the Indian Valley Braves. So now that will inch the Garraway Pirates a little bit closer, Joe.
Yeah, that's going to be a 15-yard variety. Bring them inside about the 10-yard line now for the Garraway Pirates. So costly penalty, costly mistake there for Indian Valley. If Garraway can get on the board and get this to a 10-point lead or a 10-point deficit. Under 7 minutes to go here, third quarter. Garraway's moving the ball well, but they just on the defensive side, Eric, we saw on the first drive of the second half, seven plays, 68 yards, just like that for Indian Valley to score early.
So now all the way down to the 8-yard line of the Pirates, and we have movement up front. Looks like it's going to be on the offensive line, and it is. False start. So now they'll back them up five. It'll be first and goal now from the 13-yard line.
Looks like the right side of the line moved, and the left side heard the correct cadence, and the right side did not.
Now against the Pirates. Somebody a little bit too quick.
So now the Garraway Pirates looking to respond and score on their first possession here in the second half. 6:56 remaining in the third. 30-13. Garraway down 17. Handoff Dawson Lay. Tough yards right there that he earned, Joe. He gets inside the 10 down to the 9-yard line, so he basically gets that penalty yardage back, gain of 4 yards, and we have an injury on the field and an official's timeout. We'll take a break. You're listening to Big Z Sports on 99.9 WTUZ. All right, back here after that official's timeout for an injury. 6:43 remaining in the third quarter. Indian Valley 30, Garaway 13, and our Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg game of the week. Eric McElroy, Joe Geckler, Travis McClellan on the sidelines. Shannon Thomas providing coverage on social media, Facebook and Twitter. On a second down and goal from the 9 for the Garaway Pirates, two receivers each side. Brady Winters in the backfield. Dawson Lay back to pass. Here comes the rush. He steps up in the pocket. He's going to go down. Another quarterback sack by that Braves defense. Number 48 got home there, Joe, for the Braves. Noah Wells.
Yeah, Noah Wells got in on a sack, but the play was disrupted by 21 Carson Hartrick from a defensive tackle position. He got in there and flushed Lay out of the pocket, and Noah Wells picked up the mess to bring up third and 13 with 6 minutes to go here. Third quarter, Garaway trails Indian Valley 30-13.
And it's a third and goal situation, so third down and goal from the 13. Garaway cannot pick up a first down. Three receivers here to the left, one to the right. Dawson Lay here rolls to the left side. He scrambles. He's going to have to make a play. Throws it away, and it's intercepted. No, that's picked off. Intercepted by number 28. I had a good look at it, Joe. He was clearly inbounds. Was Kent Schupal. That's the third pick by Dawson Lay. That a bad decision.
Very bad decision. Trying to make something happen, going out of bounds. Tried to get rid of it, and Schupal was right there for the interception. Nice play by the defender for Indian Valley. They take over now on their own 10 or 11-yard line now for Indian Valley. So big, big defensive stand. And it was a junior quarterback trying to make something happen and should have just went out of bounds with the ball. Instead, he threw it and tried to make it happen and could not do it.
And, Joe, that again, the Braves defense taking points off of the board, if you will. Here's the first play after the pick. Caden Hostetler goes airborne. Doesn't get much yardage there. Maybe 3 or 4 yards is what he picks up. So it's going to be second down and 7 coming up for the Indian Valley Braves.
Yeah, big defensive stand here for Garaway. If they want to stay in this game, they needed points there. But Garaway now needs to bend but don't break against the Indian Valley Braves, and a 3-yard gain for the first play of this drive already.
Yeah, if you're the Garaway Pirates, you want to hold them, obviously, here and try and get some good field position out of this, at least with Indian Valley now on their own 13 on a second down. Cade Williams back to pass. He has time, fires. It's going to be caught by number 19, Caleb Hostetler. And he has enough for a first down, Joe, at the 25-yard line, a gain of 12 from Williams to Caleb Hostetler.
Yeah, nice play-action pass there. Cade Williams faked the handoff, got into the end zone, and rolled out to the far side of the field and hit Caleb Hostetler coming across the middle for a nice play and a gain of about 9 yards or so for the first down. Again, First Federal Bank, First Federal Community Bank.
So on a first down and 10 now for the Braves, leading 17 points, 30-13, 4.5 minutes in the third remaining. Here's the handoff to number 16, Caden Hostetler, the stretch play. And he ends up gaining maybe 3 yards there on that first down play. And remember, they had success on that play early in the first quarter with those stretch plays. And now there's an injured player down there on the field here on the near sideline. And I think it may be number 16, Caden Hostetler.
Yeah, he's still down after taking a shot. Matt Mullen in on the tackle for the Garaway Pirates.
And we'll take a quick timeout. Back here at Kelly Field in Midvale, Eric McElroy, Joe Geckler. And on this first down play, the handoff goes to, I believe that's number 21 out of the backfield with Caden Hostetler on the sideline. What Joe just got word, you believe it's a cramp, right, Joe?
Yeah, let's head down to Travis McClellan real quick on the sideline. Travis, you were right in front of that last play for the Indian Valley. Caleb Hostetler came up limping. And what did you see on the play?
Yeah, one of the Garaway Pirates landed on the back of his leg. They're stretching him out for a cramp right now, getting him a rest and putting water in him. He's had a heavy workload today. They're going to try to get him back in.
Thank you, Travis. Yeah, especially a heavy workload here in the second half. On Indian Valley's opening possession, it went 68 yards. Caden Hostetler ran for 67 of them. and it came on quite a few carries as well. So they're on a second down carry. That's Zach Love again on his second consecutive run. Gets across the 40 to the 41, a gain of 4. Third down and 3 coming up for the Braves. A big third down for this Pirates defense.
Yeah, this Pirates defense needs to get off the field here on third down. Looks like Caden Hosteller is back in the game now as Tanner Myers checks in as well to the Indian Valley offense. So big third down here. If Garaway can get off the field and force a punt, could be a nice stand for the Pirates as they're down 30-13.
Indian Valley, though, did shift that field position that we talked about. Two receivers split out to the far side. I formation movement up front, and that's going to give Indian Valley a first down as the Garaway Pirates defensive line jumped over, and then that forced a little bit of movement from the offensive line. Neutral zone infraction there.
Yep, nice hard count for Cade Williams under center, and got about the whole defensive line for the Garaway Pirates to fire off. No contact was made, but they got into the neutral zone, which forced the penalty and the automatic first down on the 5-yard.
So now at the 46, first down. Here's Caden Hosteller back in the game. Made one guy miss in the backfield. Still on his feet, Joe, across the 30.
See
now across the 20, 10, 5, a touchdown. Where did that come from? Shot out of the cannon was Caden Hosteller. Wow, Joe.
Broke three tackles on that on his way to the end zone. One guy grabbed his ankles. He high-stepped out of that and took off down the field into the end zone. From about the 40-yard on, got tripped up about the 30, kept his feet, and just outran the defenders into the end zone for another touchdown and another big night for Caden Hosteller. Over 300 yards now on the night for Caden Hosteller and his fourth touchdown.
And they go for two to the Indian Valley Braves. Cade Williams, no jump pass this time. He keeps it, dives towards the end zone. He's in. The two-point conversion is good. And Indian Valley now well out in front in this IBC South matchup. 38-13, Braves over the Pirates. Sarshon Ford of Waynesburg, Game of the Week on 99.9.
Big Z Sports on 99.9 WTUZ.
Welcome back. Kelly Field, home of the Indian Valley Braves on homecoming. And they're flexing their muscles now, 38-13 over the Garaway Pirates. Garaway coming in 7-0, Indian Valley 6-1, one loss in the IVC South. A wobbler of a kickoff goes to Matt Mullen. He's going to be brought down beyond the 35 near the 37-yard line. Joe, that drive after the Dawson Lay interception.
Yeah, six plays, 90 yards, capped off by a 54-yard touchdown run for Caden Hosteller. His fourth on the season tonight. He comes into the game with 1,002 yards. And 1,002 yards on the season. He's now over 1,300 yards for the season is Caden Hosteller. He has, if I can figure out how many touchdowns he has on the season, but he has four here tonight, but over 1,300 yards rushing. Great season so far for Caden Hosteller. He now has 19 touchdowns as well.
And on first down, Dawson Lay back to pass, gets out of the rush, fires deep down the field. Is that intercepted again? They're going to rule it either incomplete or picked off by Indian Valley. Incomplete is the call. Braden Lehigh with a great individual effort there on the far sideline. And they call it incomplete. Wasn't able to get one foot down in bounds. It looked like he clearly had that possession, though.
Yeah, it was on the far side of the field. We couldn't see if he came down in bounds, but nice catch. And, again, Dawson Lay trying to do something, trying to make something happen. Ill-advised throw could have been a costly turnover there for the Garaway Pirates.
No doubt. Second down and 10 from the 36. Quarterback draw, and the keeper here by Dawson Lay. Boy, oh boy, he was met rudely by a couple of Braves defenders there, led by number 34, Braden Rostad. And third down and 9 now. And the Pirates need points in bunches, and they need to get some big plays now from their offense to get back into this football game, down 38-13, 1:30 remaining in the third quarter. Dawson Lay back to pass. 5 wide receiver set out of the shotgun, fires over the middle. It was behind Peyton Miller, incomplete as the ball falls to the turf here at Kelly Field at the 40-yard line. Joe, right now you have a Kime Lumber Company scoreboard update for us, sir.
I do. Games going on around the area. Dover up on Zanesville, 27-7 in the third. Alex Sayre with three touchdowns rushing the ball tonight. New Philadelphia up 27-0 in the third. Sandy Valley leads East Canton in the third, 21-14 at the half. Alliance shutting out Carrollton 14-0. Ridgewood extending their lead on Tuskegee Valley 28-7 now in the third quarter. Malvern all over Strasburg 57-22.
And this punt from Garraway to Indian Valley coming from right to left. It's going to be taken by Caleb Hostetler, and he's brought down at the 35-yard line. A return of 5 yards on that punt return. Let's head down to the sidelines right now, brought to you by Ridgeway Auto Repair. We will talk to our buddy Travis McClellan. And down there on the Indian Valley Braves sideline, Travis, the Braves, they're feeling themselves right now and clearly have the momentum and looking to add to the scoreboard.
Yeah, offensively, they're just grinding it out right now. They seem to be attacking on the right side of their offensive line against the Garraway left side and having success with the big boys up front. They got all the momentum right now.
Yeah, and Travis, you pointed out the key thing right there. It's all about, as Chris Kale would say, the big hog mollies up front. They have ruled this game here for the Indian Valley Braves. Handoff right up the middle. That's Caden Hostetler. He has room again. Cuts back at the 50, still on his feet, down to the 40-yard line. A gain of 25 yards on first down, and he's starting to pick up yards in bunches.
He is, and I know I wonder how close he is to a single season or single game school record for Caden Hostetler. He's having a night here for the Indian Valley Braves, our 2017 Big Z Sports Player of the Year last season, and he is showing us why he was that from a year ago. He looks faster and quicker than he was last year as well. Again, under a minute to go, 38-13, Indian Valley leads.
Handoff again goes to Caden Hostetler on the stretch play here to the right.
Man.
Lowers his shoulder. Boy, he's a tough, tough kid. His number 16 as Brady Winters and Caden Hostetler met here near the near sideline. And, Joe, we heard that hit all the way up here.
Yes, we did. He just lowered his shoulder, said, "You ain't taking me down that easy," gets knocked out of bounds. But 46 seconds to go here, third quarter. Indian Valley's in control, 38-13 over the Garraway Pirates as the IVC South. They look to tie it up in the IVC South between three teams, themselves, Ridgewood, and these Garraway Pirates.
10-yard run on the previous play by Hostetler. Now that's Zach Love, the fullback, takes it to the outside with the handoff to the right, and he's down inside the 15. They'll mark him actually right there at the 15-yard line after a gain of 12 yards for Zach Love.
Looks like we had a penalty, maybe.
And they're actually adjusting the clock now. They're going to add 8 seconds, 40 seconds from 32. 38-13 the score in the third quarter. Indian Valley over Garraway, and the Braves looking to add to this lead. And if you follow our Big Z Sports Big 5 area teams, it was Garraway 1, Indian Valley 2, Ridgewood 3 coming into this game. You can, of course, see those online at WTUZ.com. Click on the sports section. A bunch of other great content provided to you from Big Z Sports. On first down, out of the I formation, Caden Hostetler, right side at the 10, makes a move at the 5 and dives out of bounds with 18 seconds left.
Wow. This running game for Indian Valley, we watched them a few times last year towards the end of the season, of course, against Claymont, then against Meadowbrook, and then against Philo when they were knocked out of the playoffs. But this running game this year with everyone healthy is very, very potent.
And, you know, not to make excuses for the Braves, but, yeah, they did lose to Ridgewood a couple of weeks ago. In that game, they fumbled 6 times on the road, lost 3 of those fumbles, had a number of guys not playing due to injuries.
Watch the quarterback power here from Cade Williams.
Yeah, split backs there. One receiver split out here to the near side. Cade Williams, quarterback keeper, off to the right side. He's in. Touchdown, Indian Valley Braves. As Cade Williams gets into the end zone, his first rushing touchdown of the night.
Looks like it's coming back. Looks like there's a penalty on the
Yeah, there is a flag sitting at the 5-yard line. And on that play, you had Cade Williams, the quarterback, and then the two fullbacks, Carson Hartrick and Zach Love, in the backfield, ready to block for Cade Williams. And it's going to be
chop block.
Yeah, a chop block on the Indian Valley Braves, where an offensive lineman went down low and blocked a defensive player when he was already engaged. Travis, real quick, we'll go down to you. You had a good eye on that play down there. That's a dangerous play, those chop blocks. That's why it's illegal.
Yeah, Eric, you hit it right on the nose. They went high-low when the kid was engaged. That's going to move him back. That was it is illegal. It's for safety reasons. Nothing malicious there. It's just part of the game. But, yeah, he was engaged, and the lineman come out and went low.
Travis, you also made an interesting observation about Caden Hosteller from a year ago. How much bigger does he look in person?
Well, I was here in Week 10 against Claymont, and today from field level, he looks to be 10 to 15 pounds of more muscle on him.
Thanks, Travis. Again, that trip to the sidelines brought to you by Ridgeway Auto Repair. There's Caden Hosteller again on that second down run, on the second down and long after the low block right there, backed up Indian Valley. And that will be the last play of the third quarter as we now head to the fourth. 38-13, Indian Valley on top of the Garraway Pirates. It's the Sarshone Ford of Waynesburg Game of the Week on 99.9 WTUZ with Big Z Sports.
Big Z Sports on 99.9.